This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, February 13th, brought to you by Commodity Classic. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Daly. Well, the House Agriculture Committee unveiled a draft farm bill today. It would revamp a key international food aid program, boost risk management options for specialty crop growers, and it would nullify California's controversial Proposition 12 standards for animal welfare. The panel is scheduled to take up the legislation beginning Monday, February 23rd, and intend to advance it out of committee by Wednesday, February 25th. The measure tackles provisions not passed and signed into law last year as a part of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, which was passed under budget reconciliation rules that limit what kind of provisions can be included. The full five-year farm bill has not cleared Congress since 2018, that amid partisan gridlock over federal nutrition programs. Representative Angie Craig, the committee's top-ranking Democrat, is openly critical of the panel's priorities and last month introduced a bill rolling back President Donald Trump's tariffs, protecting low-income families from losing food assistance, and providing $17 billion in additional federal aid to financially struggling farmers. Republicans expected to propose around $15 billion for farmers struggling with lower crop prices, soft demand, and high production costs to augment the Trump administration's $12 billion Farmer Bridge Assistance Program announced in December. Such aid could be taken up later as a part of a supplemental funding bill separate from the farm legislation. The Food for Peace Trade Program would be rolled under the Department of Agriculture in language of the Farm Bill proposal. Although the Chicago Federal Reserve Bank expects to see agriculture credit conditions deteriorate through 2026 in the bank's 7th District, which includes all of Iowa, parts of Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan, stronger farmland values, government support programs, and lower interest rates may provide some hope. The bank's February 26 ag letter presents the results of a survey of 102 ag bankers in the region. Said agriculture land values in the 7th District increased 6% annually in 2025, which is a reverse of what was a modest decline in 2024. Land values in the district increased by 2% in the fourth quarter of 25 compared to the third quarter. Ag bankers reported Illinois, Indiana, and Iowa all experienced single-digit increases in land values after declines in 24. The ag letter also said ag interest rates edged down from the third quarter to the fourth of last year, reaching their lowest level since the third quarter of 2022. However, the banker's survey reported the share of farm loans with major or severe repayment problems reached 5.6% in the fourth quarter of last year. That's the highest percentage since the second quarter of 2020. In addition, loan repayment rates were lower compared to a year ago. Loan renewals and extension increased, which is an indication of financial stress. 30% of banks in the 7th District reported tight credit standards for farm loans, according to the Ag Letter. The world's largest aircraft carrier, the U.S. Gerald R. Ford, has been ordered to sail from the Caribbean Sea to the Middle East. It's according to a person familiar with the matter speaking to the Associated Press. The move first reported by the New York Times to put two carriers and their accompanying warships in the region as President Trump increases pressure on Iran to make a deal over its nuclear program. For businesses like agriculture awaiting a Supreme Court ruling on President Trump's tariffs, the next three chances for a decision include February 20th, February 24th, and February 25th. The High Court said it expects to issue opinions on all three of those days. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Commodity Classic. The countdown for Commodity Classic 2026 is on. Cut through the noise and get straight to what works in San Antonio, Texas, February 25th to 27th. Discover breakthrough solutions that boost your bottom line. Network with thousands of industry leaders and explore cutting-edge technology from over 400 exhibitors. Don't miss your chance to celebrate 30 years of agriculture excellence. Head to commodityclassic.com and register today. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Daly.